When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, part two of our Hancock-a-thon, the 2008 film Hancock.
The Hancock Experience.
Yeah. We're celebrating Hancock here at Plumbing the Death Star.
It's a Hancock celebration.
Yeah, too. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
I'm also Joe.
And today, we are asking the important questions, as you can figure. It's a Hancock question.
It's a Hancock question. Yeah, of course, it's going to be important.
How would you reinvent Hancock's image, a la Jason Bateman in the 2008 film Hancock?
Of course, in the 2008 film Hancock,
yep.
We all recall that a big crux of the movie,
yep,
is that Jason Bateman, he who is a PR person himself, he improves the public.
I noticed that your full-on hiccups from last week have stuck around, Jackson.
Stuck around for a whole week.
It's funny, yeah. It's almost like we were going to the straight afterwards.
And
this
is back to back.
Almost like that.
It's 12:30 a.m.
Yeah.
We just watched Hancock.
So... We just got to watch Hancock and we get the spirit of Hancock.
Yeah,
we got our bodies. Okay. We're fired up.
We're fucking Hancocked.
We're Hancocked and loaded, baby. Anyway, he is a PR person. He improves the public image of companies. And Jason Bateman decides,
yep,
I'm going to improve the public image of Hancock.
And because
the
way Hancock just saved my life. And I think that there's actually...
There's a little good in this guy.
It's not necessarily that there's good in him because he's saving lives. So that was never really like...
In question. It's more like this guy could be the superhero that everybody thinks
he's saving
was.
Lives, but the way you go about it, it's a bit of a dick move.
Yeah. You're a fucking dirtbag, but you've got a heart of gold.
You don't care. Sort of. You don't care about more collateral. Dirt in
you have a heart of bronze.
You got a heart.
You got a heart.
Yeah.
There's no metal around it.
No.
But yeah, you don't care about collateral damage. No. You're very rude to everybody.
Yeah.
You're calling most people like dumb pieces of shit.
Yeah.
You're drunk.
Yeah.
You're a bit grabby with people.
Yeah.
Kind of gropey. Don't gropey.
Yeah, don't be gropey.
You threw a kid in the sky.
But no one saw that, so we don't know about it.
Yeah. You are. The kid experienced it.
The
his
kid's
friends
about
also.
You did also push like in line, like a line of children to get an ice cream.
Yeah. And with your ass out.
You were very
You did have a hot ass.
In
your defense.
In your defense, you were just coming out of a apartment fire.
Yeah.
So you
were on fire.
It's still not a great image.
No.
Okay. So, but Jason Bateman, he does a very classic sort of superhero thing with Hancock. First of all, he sends him to prison to atone for his sins.
The DA is like, look, this piece of shit, we should arrest him.
We're
with
sick
a warrant.
Of his shit. Yeah.
But the idea is, while he's in prison, the crime rate will rise, which it does.
Fucking
and then
does
the city
ever.
Will be like, Hancock, come the fuck out of prison.
Yeah.
And then Jason Bateman gives him a suit, a Flash kind of leathery X1 suit.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to you?
I don't know. It's when I drink fizzy drinks and laugh, and I'm surviving on like 2 V's and so much laughter. People don't understand the toll having such a good time.
Well, if they're listening to this, they don't know that at all. They're like, fuck, I wish I was having a good time.
But Plumbing the Death Star has been nothing but garbage for 2 weeks.
two weeks,
3 months. By the end of April, baby.
Anyway, so, and then, he sends him out to fight crime.
Have we tanked the podcast? us know. Did we fuck it up?
Yeah, real? Just dear plumbing the Death Star at gmail.com. Let us know. That'd be nice.
Dear plumbing the Death Star. I miss when you came up with funny superheroes. Instead of talking about Hancock all the time.
Dear plumbing the Star, I understand that you guys have got a bee in your bonnet about Hancock, but do we really need 30 episodes about Hancock?
Dear plumbing the Star, I understand that your brains work in such a way that if you just saw Hancock, you have to talk about Hancock. But we haven't seen Hancock.
Also, you scheduled in Hancock. Why did you choose to watch Hancock?
Anyway.
What?
So Jason Bateman, that's his plan.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's say Jason Bateman previously was hit by a bus.
Yeah.
And so we have to take up the role.
Well, yeah, and also Jason Bateman's plan only goes so far, and then kind of luck and destiny and whatever, it's on his side because obviously Mary, his wife, all that shit comes into it, and it's like,
and really, she's also his plan to kind of get things happening didn't really, I think, take to fruition because of all of that.
That's
so I think,
because like we see it starts working, but
we see
don't,
like a third of the plan, really.
Yeah, because we don't really know what would happen next.
What's like, the end goal? So what do you do? Well, my first thought is we get him like a Batmobile style thing. Okay.
Okay. So, so there's one pretty big problem I have straight away.
What's that?
He's a drunk.
Well, no, we clean up his act as well. Okay.
Hell.
Experimental medication.
So.
We know he's tough on the outside, but is he tough on the inside?
Jackson.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with medicine?
I am.
So you know when you get given any type of relatively strong medication of any kind, it says do not operate heavy machinery.
Yes.
And here's a little thing that people seem to forget. When I say do not operate heavy machinery, what are you thinking of? A forklift, right?
Yeah. I know it also includes cars.
Yeah.
And I see the floor in my plane.
Yeah. And a Batmobile, unfortunately, even
bigger. We cannot
bigger.
Have Hancock on meds driving the Batmobile through the city.
No.
But in favor of my med
also,
strategy.
He can fly, and he's not in anyone's way in
well,
this guy.
Well, when he flies,
he kills a couple of birds. That's better than running
it's
over.
It's chaotic, is what I'm thinking. The flying through the city.
Yeah.
It looks messy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And running a red light into a child is.
The experimental medication.
Yeah.
Let's not forget.
Yeah.
He gets drunk. What does that mean? Medication works on him.
What?
He
gets drunk. Medication works on him because he's drunk and now he's driving.
No, I mean,
what?
I mean, if he can drink, that means we can affect his body chemistry with outside influences.
Okay, I see the thought process.
Right?
Okay, if he can get drunk, but he drinks a whole bottle and he does.
It's got to be a lot of meds, yes.
Okay.
Very experimental. Experimental meds, experimental dosage. We're experimenting with it all.
Experimental meds. I mean, experimental meds of what you would give an elephant.
Yeah. I guess elephant, what do you give an elephant that's addicted to alcohol?
Well, that's why they're experimental. You got to invent alcohol. Anti-alcohol elephant meds.
I'm going to go to every circus in the country and be like,
drink up.
You got any alcoholic elephants in here? Because I need
experimental
meds. No, I
got a bunch
meds.
Of fucking clowns, though. Won't stop smoking and drinking.
Well, six clowns is like one elephant.
You sound like you got a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, my circus is fucked.
My circus is falling apart.
That's a shame. What happened?
Look at my clowns.
I know, they're fucking drunk and shit.
Smoking and drinking.
You only have clowns?
Yeah. I got six clowns and one elephant. I don't know what to tell you.
Is anyone looking after this elephant?
Well, the clowns are meant
to. But they're not really doing it.
They started smoking and drinking.
Well, I can see.
I've become a broiler.
Yeah. I missed it. Life.
Do you guys need some help?
I miss the laughter of the children.
Do people even come and see this anymore?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, I go back to Hancock and I'm like, okay, so you got to advertise a circus.
We got to save this circus, Mr. Hancock. I don't know if you know
He's
about
like,
this.
Are we doing the experiment medication? I'm like, I don't think someone else is coming up, okay?
So you're going to send Hancock to my sad circus?
He can just tell people about the circus.
We've got to fix your circus.
Go to the circus.
Good job. Go to John Lucia's circus. And he gives them little flyers as he's.
But then I'm giving my clowns more money, and I feel like that's not helping their problem.
Buy the clowns.
Buy the clowns
on
you.
But then you're one man and an elephant. That's sad.
How many men do I have to when an elephant wears an outside?
Four.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you're obviously doing something with it. Okay? Otherwise, I don't know what your plan is. What are you, one man, going to... How are you going to... If the elephant rampages...
Well, that's what I mean. That's why I haven't fired the clowns.
Yeah, well, okay, that's fair enough. You're kind of a catch-22.
Yeah, because if you hire more people to fill in their job, and then you have that risk of them becoming like the clowns.
Yeah.
They're going to see how the clowns live and think that's awesome. Yeah. I'm worried.
Yeah, those clowns are a bad influence on new employees. I understand.
I think you can't go one man to an elephant's bad.
Yeah.
Eight men to an elephant's bad. Four's the sweet spot. Eight men to an elephant, I'm like, what are they going to do with that elephant?
Well, yeah, but the problem here, Jack, is you've got four useless clowns.
No, it's
and
six,
you need to hire some...
It's six.
The clowns are a separate problem.
No, it's six clowns. And they would usually do clown stuff too.
Yeah.
So like when you see six clowns, one ringleader and an elephant, you're like, well, some of the clowns do elephant shit.
Yeah, that's
shit.
Fine. That's fine. Four, but unfortunately, eight strange men and an elephant, I'm worried for the elephant. One man and an elephant, I'm worried for the man. Four men and an elephant.
I'm happy for everybody.
Business as usual.
I'm good.
Anyway, experimental medication for Hancock.
Uh-huh.
To get rid of his drinking and his smoking like that.
Does he smoke?
Probably.
Yeah.
We don't see it, but we can assume it.
Yeah.
It's just to stop the erratic behavior.
Yeah. Okay? Like, have these nicotine patches. I don't smoke. Have these nicotine patches. Yeah,
now I want to smoke.
Awesome.
Great. Okay. That'll be great for your public image.
Yeah.
Well, smoking's cool.
Smoking.
Oh, I got a good idea for my PR move.
And then we get him in the Batmobile. Yeah. He's not tumbling around the city.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is all a convoluted plan just because you think he flies messy.
Yeah. It's like...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
You got two crash scenarios.
Okay. PR moves usually don't have crash scenarios.
All right, crash
let
one.
Let alone two, but crash okay, crash one.
One.
Crash one, he smashes into a building from up high.
Yep.
He hits the glass, smashes through
flying.
The glass,
yeah,
tumbles through the glass, tumbles out the other side.
Okay.
Smash scenario number two.
Yeah.
He hits the base of the building.
Yeah.
His car tumbles over.
Yeah. He
gets out, he's fine.
Well, no, because he'd go through the windshield.
It's a tough windshield.
And then he'll probably do the same thing on the ground floor where the foundations might be.
Okay. Forget the car. He runs everywhere then, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There we go. Solve the problem.
Okay. No. Because,
In
fact, there is also popular culture event where there is someone that goes too fast on experimental medication that pastes a lady.
Turns him into Sonic.
No, that other show.
Which show?
Not Sonic the Hedgehog, the other show.
Tails?
No.
Who goes so fast they place the...
It's episode one of that TV show I don't like that everyone loves.
The Boys?
The Boys.
Oh, okay.
The Boys.
The Boys.
Yeah, the speedster runs through a lady. Yeah,
okay, well, I'm not saying he needs to...
Hancock might run through
people. He runs at the speed he flies.
Oh, that is fast.
He's running through people, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
Once again, you haven't done much to improve his PR.
We're
like
going back to step
image.
One.
Okay.
The experiment.
What was step one? Experimental medication, of course.
Okay. Yep. And that just stops him drinking. And that's a win as far as I'm concerned. Okay.
So you stop him drinking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he can.
So at the moment, you've done what one little part of Jason Bateman's plan was.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's worth noting Jackson's taking his glasses off and he's just rubbing his eyes and his forehead.
Okay.
This is like a very stressful job interview for you.
Forget step one. I got a new plan.
Done.
Okay. We find a lookalike.
Yep.
Okay.
Of John Hancock?
Or Jason Bateman.
Who are you talking
about? I don't know. Yourself?
Jackson, step one of your plan was experimental medication to get him to stop drinking, something that Jason Bateman did already.
Yeah. Yep. No, okay, so we find a body double.
Okay.
Yeah, of Hancock. Yeah, okay.
And we pin everything on him, and we say, this is a new John Hancock. But it's the old John Hancock.
What if you say? What if you say?
What would that do?
No, you get that new body, that guy, right? You put everything in. But you simply say, oh my God, Hancock, he's an alien.
Yeah.
And he, you know how cells can split in two?
Yeah.
He's done it. You've got the piece of shit and you got the good one.
Yeah, he's dumped all of his shit in this guy.
Oh, actually, better yet. So we do a twins-like situation where we don't have to even find a lookalike.
Mm-hmm.
We got to find, like, looks kind of basically a piece of shit Danny DeVito looking guy. So we're going to be like, he osmosis'd, and all the good went into this guy, and all the bad went into this guy.
Piece of shit.
This is what's been happening. His drinking is like a cocoon, if you will.
He needed
it to get to the metamorphosis.
And this is what came out the other
like
side.
Like a butterfly.
And now he's good.
Yep.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Holy shit, we have such good shirts available at the moment. Seriously, if you head to sanspantsradio.com/shop, we've got a bunch of new amazing shirts available for you to grab and wear on your filthy bodies. I personally currently own a long-sleeved black Plumbing the Death Star tee with the Sanspants logo on the breast and a huge Plumbing the Death Star logo on the back. I wear it all the time. And I also have one with the logo of the Grey Hill Free Company on it from the latest season of D&D is for Nerds because it looks sick as hell. It's probably one of the best designs I reckon we've had in ages. So head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab yourself an awesome t-shirt. We also do limited monthly runs based on specific designs like references or in-jokes. They're so good. So once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
And he wears a tracksuit.
And then we send Danny DeVito to prison.
Hey, do you want to be Hancock's body double? You're going to prison for life. And also, then, we're putting you in don't have powers. You're going to a normal prison.
Yeah, and we're putting him in general pop. And then, guess what happens? We're so sad to inform the general public that evil John Hancock is dead.
He got killed in prison, stabbed by a million chips. Okay? Oh, that's such a shame.
That's such
but
a
thank
shame.
God we got the good bits of John Hancock. It's not actually sad. Because that wasn't actually a guy.
That was evil John Hancock.
It was kind of like if you have a bad meal, you do a big diarrhea.
So I've had a big meal and I do a big diarrhea.
You've got rid of all the bad stuff.
Yeah.
That's what that guy was.
Yeah. Okay. So I shouldn't be sad if I
not at all.
Okay, so I just want to double check something here.
Yeah.
I should never be sad if I have a bad meal and then diarrhea.
You shouldn't be sad if you flush the diarrhea.
Yeah.
Because it's like just diarrhea.
You don't need to keep it around.
No.
But so if you have a good meal and have a good shit, do you keep it?
But the metaphor isn't perfect.
Idea of an investigative journalist being like, we've done some research. That is not John Hancock. That's Gary Kilgore.
And now he's dead.
And now he's dead.
If that happens, I'm blaming it all on Hancock. I've been misinformed, I must admit.
He must have used his alien powers on me.
John Hancock's a piece of shit.
John Hancock's like, he's had me on
experimental
medication this whole time.
See, a liar.
Why would he do that, the freak? That's crazy. Experimental medication from a circus?
Yeah.
A circus I recommend everybody goes to.
He only came to the circus to ask if my elephant was drunk, and it's not, but I got drunk clowned. So the meds aren't even from me.
It's a different circus.
It's a different circus.
Don't worry about it.
I went to many circuses. You're not the only circus I went to, okay?
Not the only circus in town. Come on now.
Okay? But I feel sorry for your circus, so I'm advertising. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is my plan.
Okay. Well.
So, hang on. Can you just walk us through your plans?
I'll do it in steps.
Step one.
Step one, go to every circus in America.
Yep, step two.
Step 1A.
Yep. Have a great time.
Yep.
Step 1A, encounter Joel Dusha's sad circus with six drunk smoking clowns and one elephant.
Yep.
Step 1B, become sad.
Mm-hmm.
Step 2, find a circus. Behind his head.
This shouldn't be as okay. Yep.
Step two, he's holding four fingers. Good. Yes. Step two.
But also, go to every circus in America. And as step one, step two, find a circus.
Yeah.
I think you found them.
Okay. Step two.
Yeah, now you have five fingers up.
This isn't a finger hand. This is just gesticulating.
Why were your fingers separate then? And why were you looking at them?
Step two. I know this one's secretly down, my pinky.
Yeah.
It's just more.
Still four.
Yeah, these two are one A and B.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, step two.
Yeah.
Acquire experimental anti-alcoholism medication from a circus.
Okay.
Step three. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Give it to John Hancock.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Step four. Find the body double. Mm-hmm. Step five, or not even a body double, just a freak.
Just it's fuck the guy.
Step five, tell everybody that John Hancock took a human diarrhea, and it's this guy, and it's all the evil in John Hancock.
It's so good to imagine having a meeting with the guy you find as a body double. But look at this human diarrhea, and then Tony told me, like, it's all right, I know you're good. It's all going to pan out okay for you.
Yeah, Joel Dusha, I have a quick little addendum to this plan. Uh-huh. So if I was to be like
that this plan starts with one and then goes 1A, because usually it'll be 1A, 1B, 1C.
We're going to skip this part, but now you've got to say John Hancock, he's a very powerful man.
Yeah.
He's like a very in good peak health.
Yep.
He's got a lot of powers.
Mm.
And we need to find a human diarrhea equivalent. Now, I am gesticulating to a certain individual in front of me. So if we're going to find a...
Does this certain individual have four fingers up but keep saying two?
Yeah. So maybe this human shit.
I'm in prison. Yeah. I'm like, how did the plan... Wait a second.
And I'm on the other side. I'm like, don't worry, dude. It's going to pay off. I'm going to keep saying you're a human diarrhea, but trust me, it's good. All right.
I know you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to keep saying it, dude. You're okay. I know you're not a human diarrhea.
You're a great guy. Like, human diarrhea...
He's responsible for every one of you who's in here today.
This human diarrhea has been all of the cause of all of your misery for 10 years, and now I'm putting him in this prison.
And then I'm shivved to death.
Yeah.
And that's step six or whatever.
Perfect.
So that's my six-step plan.
Okay.
Oh, no. Hang on.
Yeah.
Step, I don't know where I can fit it in, but let's say step five, 1A.
Uh-huh. Now you've got three fingers up. So yeah. That's confusing. No, you got two. You got two up. For 5-1-A, you got two fingers up.
Is to advertise Joel Dusha's sad service, because I promised him I would.
No, that's right.
Anyway, okay. That's my plan.
That's a pretty good plan for turning Hancock around. See, I have a different strategy.
Uh-huh.
I look at the situation, and I'm like, maybe we're too far gone.
Oh, okay.
Maybe this is fucked. Hancock, have we ever thought about supervillainy?
Oh!
How about, look... Who's to say you can't be the DA?
Mm.
If you kill the current DA, do you become the new DA?
He becomes sort of like a cosmic emperor.
Yeah, well, Hancock becomes irredeemable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just pulls around town tearing guys apart.
It's a reference that I'm making solely for Joel Zammit, who I think loves this book.
Nah.
I'm not even sure if it's a book or if it's a webcomic.
It's a comic. It was written by Mark Waid. The first, like, arc is pretty good.
Yeah, and then it gets stupid.
Then on a reread, I'm like, it gets pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Is it irredeemable or the other one?
It's irredeemable.
What's the other one called?
Uncorruptible.
Corruptible.
Yeah. Which is first, irredeemable?
Irredeemable.
Okay, so I was referencing the right one.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In my head, it's a webcomic still. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay,
that's strange.
Oh, it just seems like a webcomic.
No, it's like one, like, you know, Jackson's favorite webcomic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pink guy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's my favorite webcomic.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Noah.
You know it.
I'm a big fan.
You know the protagonist of my favorite webcomic, yeah.
Yeah, the blue guy's the protagonist.
Yeah.
Pink guy's the bad guy. He's a clown. Anyway, we hate looking at him. You got a plush of him. It's good.
Yeah. Great.
Anyway, what I was trying to say was I've forgotten.
You said he was like the guy from Irredeemable if Zammit makes him a supervillain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also, you make him a supervillain. You got an issue, though.
Yeah.
What?
Because you're forgetting
what?
That there is also a superhero in town. So, who the movie constantly reminds you is stronger and faster than
her. Well, then if she ends up, say, killing Hancock, I fix the problem.
Yeah, that's true. Hancock's dead. Charlize Theron rules the town. I mean, protects the town. Maybe tear Zammit in half.
Maybe.
What is this on me?
You are the evil PR guy.
You're pretty much a Lex Luthor role here to Bizarro.
You're like, hi, I'm a dark PR man.
Yeah.
There are two kinds of PR person, light and dark.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, it's like, it's a Jedi and Sith kind of.
Yeah.
I'm the bad one.
Yeah. I'm just saying, well, okay. Maybe we don't have to kill the DA, but maybe if we can just, I don't know, what if you are Hancock, as powerful as you are, maybe just kind of like annexed a bit of land from the United States
made
this is Hancock Town, and we live there.
Yeah.
And or you live there by yourself. What do you need? What do you want? And you just stay there for a bit as a hermit.
But I think the trick about Hancock is he likes fighting crime.
Okay. Because
he does it off his own volition. He doesn't get anything out of it.
Yeah, in fact, the entire town fucking hates him and he still does it.
So I think if you're like, hi, I'm a dark PR guy. I'm sort of the devil of PR, man.
Okay.
Put you in our
enemy. He'll put you in someone's asshole.
Yeah.
And if you're unlucky, maybe his own.
Yeah.
I'm a dark PR man. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
So the best way to stop crime is with an iron fist.
Okay.
So I think what we need to do is we need to take control of a lot of the, I guess, elements that are happening. Now, how do we know, like, maybe is there, like, a mob boss that we
I'm sure there would be.
Or are people, we basically...
There are lots of gangs. They talk about being lots of gangs and drug cartels in the city.
But maybe we need to go pay a visit. I know you want to be threatening a lot of heads up assholes. Mm. And maybe that's a good threat. Maybe we do it to a couple of low-level ones.
Okay.
A high-level one doesn't matter. But you're indestructible.
I think if I was Hancock and I wanted to send a message, I'd do it to the two highest-level guys.
Good point. Making the Roarboros.
Yeah.
Don't do crime.
Don't roll them down a hill.
Yeah.
And then do a press conference in front of a big sheet, and then you say, "Hey, I'm John Hancock. Don't do crime." And you pull the thing up, and then the sheet's revealed, and there are heads are in each other's.
And
arms.
You pick them up, and you all open.
Yeah,
I'll do this to you.
I will do this to you.
Crime doesn't pay.
Yeah.
Crime, in fact, makes this happen.
You might not like my methods, but they get the job done.
Yeah. So you're saying John Hancock goes to like the heads of the drug cartels and just pastes them?
Yeah. And then like runs them.
Yeah, but I think he'll just paste them and then he'll pull a 40 out and he'll just go and like lie back down in the streets. Right. It's like he doesn't want a house. He could have a house if he wanted a
trailer.
House. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think John Hancock...
Which sadly in the version of the film we watched didn't have a, but in one version of the film, he comes holes in his trailer.
Yeah.
It's a shotgun blast.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. Happens. It's pretty cool stuff. Yeah. But I think you could get him to go. So right now, he is a lethal protector.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Eddie. But you could make him be even more lethal, I think.
Yeah.
You might not be able to get him to rule the city, but you might be able to get him to be like Hancock. In one day, you could kill every guy.
All right, yeah. Hancock. Harris, we know... What about this?
Yeah.
We go and get like one of the, like a cop from the city.
Yeah.
Who might know like a detective or something like that. Yeah. Maybe he knows a lot of names about the people in the city. Maybe he's like a bit more like older.
Sure.
So maybe he's a bit disillusioned with the justice system. And we're like, hey, you've got a list, yeah?
Yeah. We'll just go and take out every one of the bad guys. And then there's only good guys.
Exactly.
Left.
Judge, jury, executioner.
Yeah.
And that can be Hancock.
Judge Hancock Dredd. That's good.
And that's basically it. And we kind of live under his law for a while.
Yeah.
Because, again, we're nothing but ants to him.
Absolutely.
And we need to please our new god.
But here's what's going to happen. He kills everybody in town, right? Yep. And he's like, but then he turns around to you and he's like, you're a dark PR man. I must kill all the evil in town.
What about this?
And then
this
he grabs you and squeezes
Hancock.
And your head pops off like a pest.
What about, before we squeeze my head, I understand that you want to do this. However, how about we turn you into a new god?
I don't want that. I only want good. I don't know why it talks like a robot.
People
now.
Can worship you and you need a little bit of bad.
He'd be like, what are you saying? Shut up.
So if
he's
you
already
kill,
left.
If you kill, oh, great. Oh, that's great.
I'm good. He forgot about me.
Then just immediately comes down and squashes you like a bug.
Oh, yeah, I thought you left. You said you left.
Mamma mia.
Well, if you need me, and I'd do the speech with like Joker and Batman, but half remembered and tired. We complete each other, Hancock.
Hancock's like, I can't even remember your fucking name.
Yeah, I don't know it either, dude.
I exist for this joke. Hancock, we're all in a bit right now. Look around.
Come on now. I'm upside down, spinning. What am I attached to? Nothing.
Nothing.
Come on.
This is all for the sake of comedy, Hancock. And that scares him so much he leaves.
Hancock does that Mario to Bowser throw where he picks you up by your foot, spins you around, and they just...
Oh, like the whale.
Like the whale. He throws a whale into a boat.
That's so funny.
Greenpeace remembers.
Yeah.
Hancock
Walter
does
remembers.
Not.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. But I think you're the trouble you're encountering is you're relying on trying to fundamentally change who Hancock is. Yeah. And at the core, that's a hard thing to do. Yeah.
I mean, I am getting to paste a lot of criminals.
Yeah, yeah. It's still a victory.
A huge leap for him.
From murderer to God.
That's the leap. But like pasting like a lot of villains or a lot of criminals doesn't seem like the
not for Hancock. Goodness no.
I reckon.
Yeah.
My way of exploring Hancock and reinventing his PR, like Hancock.
I'm explore him.
Okay. Hancock. You know what you haven't tried yet?
Yeah.
Space. But you can go to space.
Uh-huh.
Because at the end of the film, he goes to the moon.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Why?
He doesn't die. Yeah.
Just like see what's going on up there. Reinvent. And then, because you're disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can come back. Everyone will be like, oh, you're back. That's good. It's the same as going to jail, except you're not going to jail.
You're going to space to play with the planets.
You can do whatever you want in space. Fly through a fucking asteroid.
But he's lonely.
Yeah.
How long are you sending him up there?
Yeah.
Is he going to be like, get like a bit of the space crazies? Is he going to be alone?
Giving him space goonies, dude?
Is he going to be alone for too long?
I am risking it big time where he flies out and does the thing that astronauts do sometimes. They look at Earth and they're like, we're puny.
Yeah,
this means nothing to me.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Yeah. They have the opposite thing happens.
We're puny. No,
why? No. What awesome scenario are you imagining? Where Buzz Aldrin comes back and they're like, what was it like up there? And he's like, we're fucking ants. All of you are puny and worthless. They're like, wow,
we're all
connected. We should really look after each other, is every astronaut's opinion.
Is it? Are you thinking, or did you read the Squadron Supreme Max line of comics back in like the 2000s, where it was Hyperion, I think.
Who's Hyperion?
Where it's like Marvel Super, where he flies up into space and he looks at Earth, he puts his hand in front of it, he makes a fist like he's crushing it.
Oh, wait.
Is that, you thinking of that? Are you thinking of that?
Imagining Buzz Aldrin looking at Earth and being like, hey. They're like ants to us.
I could crush this.
I'm not imagining the Buzz Aldrin's like they're like ants to us. I'm just thinking Buzz Aldrin's like,
where ants are insignificant.
Yeah,
he comes back and we're like, everything's meaningless.
And he's just like, honestly, who cares?
Don't send people to space because they come back with nihilism.
They come back with nihilism, and some of us a little bit destruction.
I just love that Hancock comes back and you're like, oh fuck, do you think it's all meaningless now? And he's like,
we're all connected. This helped me a great deal.
But you went to space
because like when you left, it was a 50-50.
Well, actually, now knowing that the opposite of what I honestly truly believed is true, sending him to space, not a bad idea.
Yeah, because he sees it and he's like, wow, what am I doing?
You're
being
part
so
of a bigger picture.
Yeah.
Bigger picture. And whilst, they probably won't fix the property damage, he'll probably be a nicer person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like initially when I came up here, I had a little bit of a thought of maybe if I throw the moon into the Earth. But now that I see that the Earth is so tiny, that we're all connected.
We're all so fragile, we need to look after each other.
I got to protect not just LA, but the world.
What if he gets, okay. And I know this is going to sound crazy.
Uh-huh.
What if he gets big from the cosmic dust? Like he goes up there and he gets like Fantastic Four or whatever. It just seems risky to send a superhero to space. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Okay, so is the cosmic dust you reference, is this a comic book thing or is it just a fear of yours?
Has this ever happened in the history
ever
of astronauts?
I'll even take pop culture at this point. Has anyone ever gone to space and got big?
Has gotten too big
was just one possible example, okay? Just in space, you are bombarded with a whole manner of dirty radiation that you are protected from Earth by the ionosphere.
I will say, though, I do have a slight edge with this because I know that he's gone to space and doesn't come back big.
Yeah.
He does come back with
an eagle, and we cannot confirm or deny that that's not a space eagle.
He comes back from space with another eagle. And you're like, what?
Where are they coming from? Space.
Do you?
Yeah, okay. It's crazy to have that confirmed, but that is kind of what I expected, and you've kept it vague.
There's clearly something in this you're not telling me, but clearly you don't trust me with the information, so fair enough, we'll move on. Don't know if I can live with it, really.
Hancock, I do not have the ability to go to space, so you can just tell me.
He's like, no, it's probably best you don't know where all the eagles are coming from. Imagine all the astronauts coming back from space and NASA just shoots the Eagles when they get off the rocket. Can't have that.
They raise too many questions.
Yeah. People want to know where all the Eagles come from, so you've got to shoot them.
It's a state secret.
Yeah, of course, of course. Okay, well, he goes to space.
Yep.
And either comes back big, we don't know.
Comes up being like, yeah, human life means more to me now.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah. And that's also
sort of the lesson you wanted to learn.
I guess, has he stopped drinking or did he go on a space bender?
Well, also, if he's spending time in space, where is he getting booze? Yeah. You know?
I mean, unless he brought it with him.
Well, that's true, but he would have a finite supply, but he maybe makes a loss, maybe a ration.
Yeah, and we see him try and buy some, so it's not like he's got an infinite amount of alcohol.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And it also, like, that does the crime rate stuff. I mean, it doesn't make as much of an image as sending him to jail, but maybe that is enough in itself that when he then goes to jail, he's like, yeah. I get
you
it.
You could be like, instead of sending
him... He probably doesn't put that guy's head in the other guy's ass.
Yeah, that's just nice. Instead of sending him to jail, you could do a PR thing where it's like, I understand we want to go to jail, but we're going to send him to the next, you know, a jail for him, which is space.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you put him in general pop,
he could just kill people. He's too strong. They might attack him.
Someone's gonna end up with their head up an ass.
We all know it. What if you this way?
You might like this.
Maybe.
What if you Hancock grounded him? You were like, Hancock has lost touch with the American man.
Across America, Hancock.
Hancock, you need to be grounded. Walk across America.
That's not a bad way to get in touch with the common
roots,
folk.
Because then he'll get to his experience, and honestly, especially based on the history that we get of him, that will probably be a good thing.
Yeah.
He'll get tougher.
He'll get stronger as he moves away from Charlie's throne. And
he would understand what's going on. Yeah. He'll assume that he's getting stronger because he's
the
drinking.
The walking's working.
Oh, wow, I should be working out.
Knowing how those two apparently operate, it's like she will eventually be like, let's go on a road trip and be in the same town as him.
That's true, and he'll start to lose it, and he'll be like, I got to walk faster.
Yeah, I guess.
I got to keep walking America.
Actually, I like that. I like that a lot more.
Do a Hancock grounded.
Yeah, Hancock grounded.
Hancock
walks from... Oh, it's always... if you're unfamiliar with Superman grounded, think also Forrest Gump.
Yeah, especially you're kind of Forrest Gumping him as well.
Yeah, Forrest Cock, you could say.
Yeah, we're Forrest Cocking him.
We're Forrest Cocking it.
Yeah, so he just runs across America as his penance.
Yeah, exactly.
Of all the collateral damage he's
done. It's so funny to imagine him doing the press conference and he's like, as you know, recompense for the destruction, everybody's like, oh, he's going to go to jail. He's like, I'm going to run.
Yeah. I'm running America. I'm walking America.
I'm walking America. I'm going to walk.
You can call this Hancock grounded or Forrest Cock.
Up to you.
Whichever reference works better for you. Oh. I don't understand either.
Hand gump sounds too much like a handgun, so we crossed that one off.
Yeah. We went with Forrest Cock, which sounds awesome.
Yeah. It was Forrest Cock or Gump Cock. And
We didn't want to go Gump Cock. It's also great if you all assume Gump Cock's going to be like, just make sense to everybody immediately and it's on a banner. Don't worry, as recompense for what he's done, Gump Cock.
It's also funny because like you went the other way around, Cock Gump.
Everyone's just in the crowd in absolute silence.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are Gump Cocking it.
What's he gonna do?
Gump Cock 2008.
It's Gump. It's Gump Cock away.
Yeah. Gump Cock.
It's Gump Cock.
Does anyone have any questions? A lot of you have questions.
That's a lot of hands.
All right, okay, I guess. Sure, we'll go with you. What is Gump Cock?
What is a Gump? I think it was the guy's name.
Lost
what
it.
Guy?
Forrest
Gump.
What? 94.
What could you possibly mean? The Hancock starts running. Never like, clapping. Oh, Gump Cock. Gump Cock 08.
I get it now.
Yeah, I think that's a brilliant plan.
Yeah,
dude.
We're Gump Cocking it.
We're Gump Cocking it.
It's time to Gump Cock it. And
it's time to Gump Cock our way into the next century. Yeah. You know?
I agree. And I think that maybe Jason Bateman's PR moves in Hancock. Smart, but he should have just Gump-cocked.
Yeah, he should have just pulled a Gump-cock and everything would have worked out so much better.
But yeah, no one goes to jail.
Crime rises 30% as Hancock leaves.
No one gets a head up and
Yeah.
Your wife doesn't get bashed and or bash.
Yeah, no one gets shot.
Yeah, no one gets shot.
That he knows.
Well, maybe because crime rate did rise by 30%.
Yeah. But Hancock will be back eventually to clean up this mess.
And also, if he's gumcocking around USA,
you got to come back.
Yeah.
I was going to say the crime rates where he's gumcocking will go down.
Drop.
Absolutely. In many ways, he's lowering the crime globally of the world.
Yeah.
Or America, at least. Yeah. I don't know about globally, but.
Well, if he gumcocks across the ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Gumcock World Tour.
Gumcock World Tour 09.
Yeah. We're going to break new ground in 09. We're going to gumcock
America. And now we're going to gumcock the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
And like other countries won't know what that means, but.
It doesn't matter. It's not important. They'll understand.
They'll learn in time.
Yeah. And then there'll be a time when like no one will know what Forrest Gump was, but they'll know what gumcock is.
Where were you when gumcock happened?
That'll be the question.
You all can be like, I know where I was.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
I was at the start of gumcock.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And this concludes us doing 16 fucking episodes of this shit in 2 days. Let us know. Is this good?
Was it good?
Should we return to Hancock? Yeah. We will. We'll do it.
There's still more to talk about.
Yeah, a lot to unpack. But yeah, we'll see you next week with an episode we've recorded 3 months from now. So,
goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
My God.
Do you want more of this bullshit but don't want the commitment of Sans Pants Plus? I get it. Too many shows, a good chunk of them are D&D, and I don't know if you know this, but that shit is for nerds, and RSS feeds are confusing as all hell. So we've teamed up with Acast to provide a plumbing sampler. For $5 a month, you get a monthly bonus episode not available on the regular feed, as well as our monthly What If show that was, until now, only available to Sans Pants Kings. That's 2 extra episodes a month, an increase of 50% more bullshit. You also get episodes without any dynamic ad insertions and the undying gratitude of one of the hosts of your choice. Just head to plus.acast.com/s/plumbingthedeathstar, or there's a link in the show notes which will be a lot easier to navigate. Once again, that URL I just said.